Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Reverse Escape Room. A normal escape room is very simple. You are trapped. There is an exit, and you have to get to it. Solving puzzles, riddles, clues, and all kinds of things that will slowly get you closer and closer to that exit. Usually the goal is clear, but the method of getting there is not. But it all starts the same. You are trapped, and you want to escape to be free. This is the opposite. You are free right now. You are able to think, to go wherever you want to go. But if you keep listening, you will slowly find your way into this trap. And it will end up with you trapped, entranced, hypnotized. Now, if you want this, you can keep listening and slowly follow along as I tell you a story with some clues here and there, some hints sprinkled through. So you better pay attention, because you'll never know what words you need to have heard to work your way in to the center, to the start, in a way. Now, before we end up at the start, we have to begin at the end of another place. Imagine, for example, a simple corridor. Like any school or office, it has many doors, but they have no names or indications on them. Simply a corridor with doors. And I'd like you to imagine how that would feel, how that would look, how that would smell, how that would sound, if you'd hear your own footsteps walking from door to door, if you'd notice the shadows of yourself, your own footsteps, if the air is dry or not. There are many doors here, and some of them will lead somewhere special. In a way, you are ready to begin. However, as soon as you do, there is no way back. Once the door is open, it is open and not possible to close anymore. So you better make the right choice. Which door are you going to open? Will they all lead somewhere else? Will they all take you into a different direction? Or is this simply a trap, a puzzle, something confusing to mess with your head? As you open a door, are you ready? Well then, it doesn't really matter. Behind the door lies a mystery, a riddle to solve. And you know that as you solve the riddle, doing your best to work your way through it, and yet being distracted by all the different things that are going on, all the different ways in which my voice is speaking. Because there is still something going on. There is a way in which you are trying to piece the pieces together, to figure out the shapes and sounds and scents and sights of all of these words until they fit right there. Now, the second thing that you notice inside the room is that there's a bright light leading you somewhere else. And a third thing is that you've already forgotten about the first. As you go deeper into a hypnotic trance, as you follow these words, layer after layer, there is a very important thing to do. See each puzzle you unsolve, each riddle you encounter and encrypt, becomes another step down. The less you understand, the more you unescape from the situation. There are some strange sounds here and there, difficult to place, but seemingly important. Some of them appear to be related to the riddle. How far can you be taken down when your eyes are closed and your mind is blank? Is there any limit to how far you can go? And if there is, would you know it? As you do your best to think about the riddle, consider the different ways in which hypnosis would work, how a trance would dance around your mind at every chance to down your mind. There's also the sound of a drop, a sort of soft, rhythmic sound that seems to slowly guide you deeper. And it drops ever so slightly deep. It takes you down and merrily meets you further and further down. There is a clue. Yes, it's true that there is a way in which you will make it through even deeper, entrapping yourself as you unescape this room. Is another place, another puzzle that you must face as you piece it apart, taking away your thoughts. There is nothing left. As you read the clues, the symbols, the hues, the colors, you just drop blank. Silence and deep, as you let yourself sleep and trance so deep. The sounds don't matter, they simply exist as you go deeper into the world that I've created. In here you are maybe not quite trapped. There's a way out. if you're willing to resolve the puzzles and find the riddles that lead to the exit. Then again, deep inside, there's something to hide, something sweet to explore. There might be a way to go even deeper, and as my words hold their sway on your mind, reaching in and letting you drop once again. Now it's very important to focus, to clear your mind to solve this last puzzle. Can you find the last place in your thoughts that still has any thoughts? And as you find it, can you then lose it for a moment and drop even deeper? And I must say, you've managed to get inside here in record time. I'm sure you'll do even better if you try again. Unless, of course, you are wonderfully trapped in trance. Maybe you just want to relax for a moment and listen to something that I've made. In fact, in a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. And if my voice doesn't follow, you'll simply awaken. You'll have escaped, in a way, and yet you will remember how deep you made it in. I wonder if you're curious to find out what is all the way hidden behind those layers of puzzles and riddles and clues. If you'd know what to do with what you find down there. If you are open to the suggestion, then you'll just go in trance and become nice and blank, and the peace and quiet you'll find down there are your reward. Enjoy.